clock is ticking in the Concerto No. 5 by Sergei Prokofiev from Heinz Hall with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Gian Andrea Noseda. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio presents the Pittsburgh premiere of pianist Jean-Eflam Bavouzet. Jean-Eflam and Gian Andrea Noseda have recorded all five Prokofiev concertos for the Chandos label, and they've worked together often. Sergei Prokofiev played his fifth concerto at the premiere in Berlin on October 31, 1932, with Wilhelm Furtwängler conducting. The Prokofiev Fifth has been heard only once before in Pittsburgh, with Lauren Hollander playing it at the Syria Mosque on April 10, 1970, with resident conductor Henry Mazur. Jean-Eflam Bavouzet is a Paris Conservatory graduate. He's worked a great deal with Pierre Boulez. He was born in France in Lannion in 1962. The Prokofiev Fifth is a particular favorite of pianist Jean-Eflam Bavouzet.
This is not a concerto with lovely tunes. This is not a concerto where you will remember some marvelous atmosphere. Actually, if the piece finished, they don't remember anything. They should not feel stupid. It's absolutely normal. The piece is a kaleidoscope of a view of music. It's probably almost, I could describe it as a cubist way to see a musical theme. By the fact that the atmosphere is changing so radically every, like in the first movement, there is, I didn't count, but there is, I mean, a myriad of different elements. Every 5 seconds, something new happened. There is a new. And it's as if Prokofiev, a little bit like in the Cubic painting, wanted to show us the same music taken from different angles, almost at the same time. Now, the shape of the concerto is very unusual, 5 movements. The third movement being a faster version of the first movement. He liked the idea of having the same material and being played faster, which is the case in this spectacular toccata, the third movement. There is this quite unique and amazing fourth movement where almost like in Romeo and Juliet, the most dramatic moments. I mean, there is a chorale presented by the piano and then later taking over by the orchestra, where the orchestra plays only the melody and the piano plays the harmony in unplayable jumps. I consider this passage in the fourth movement as one of the most impressive music written by Prokofiev, by the dramatic sense. And then the fifth movement again starts with the piano exposing a theme, which it's a little bit like that Peter and the Wolf. And as if Prokofiev had not enough of making something really unique and spectacular, the piece disintegrates completely at one point. And the pianist is, the piano part is playing a kind of modal, very unclear tonality patterns that he repeats. And on top of that, the two bassoons are exposing like a ghost of a theme, which is like a no man's land. It's a very strange atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And this disappeared, and there is silence. And now we are reaching the coda, the final 2 minutes of the piece, where this theme, which was played by the two bassoon, appears a little as a little march, as if coming from far away. And the whole coda is built in a gigantic crescendo until you receive the G major, like, right in your face, coming out of nowhere. I mean, it's a really, in a way, bizarre, but I will not call it eccentric, because for me, right from the start, everything made sense in that music.
Here is Gianandrea Noseda to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in the Concerto No. 5 in G, Opus 55, by Sergei Prokofiev. Our soloist, Jean Ephraim Bavouzet. Music by Sergei Prokofiev, his Piano Concerto No. 5 in G Major Opus 55 with Jean-Eflam Babouzé and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra conducted by Gianandrea Noseda. Prokofiev was born in Russia in 1891. He died in Moscow in March of 1953. Prokofiev had the misfortune of dying on the 5th of March, the same date as the death of Joseph Stalin. Jean-Eflam Babouzé has made numerous recordings on the Chandos label and has won several gramophone awards, including one in 2011 with works for piano and orchestra by Debussy and Ravel. He's won the BBC Music Magazine Award and the Choc de la Musique and the Diapason d'Or Award. Jean-Eflam Babouzé has recorded all of the Haydn piano sonatas in 5 volumes. He's recorded Beethoven piano sonatas, concertos by Gabriel Pierney and Béla Bartók. Jules Massenet is on his repertoire list, and he's recorded a Liszt recital, in addition to all 5 Prokofiev concertos with Gianandrea Noseda. The audience at Heinz Hall has enjoyed meeting Jean-Eflam Babouzé, and they'd like to hear more. Jean-Eflam Babouzé played an encore, Claude Debussy, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair. It was the 8th piece in Debussy's first book of preludes, written between late 1909 and early 1910. The Girl with the Flaxen Hair was named after a poem by Le Comte de Lisle. Jean-Eflam Babouzé recorded The Girl with the Flaxen Hair and all of the solo piano music by Debussy on the Chandos label, complete with the Fantasy for Piano and Orchestra. Claude Debussy and Sergei Prokofiev were contemporaries for the better part of 2 decades, Debussy leaving us in the year 1918. Jean-Eflam Babouzé made his Pittsburgh Symphony debut, playing Prokofiev's 5th piano concerto a few moments ago. Prokofiev's first wife, Lena, and his son, Oleg, were with us until fairly recently. Lena Prokofiev met Sergei the year that Debussy died, 1918. They later separated, Lena was not treated well by her husband. She would wind up in a Siberian labor camp, but managed to survive it all and recorded her husband's greatest hit, Peter and the Wolf, before she died in London in 1989.
Each of the characters in this story is represented by a different instrument of the orchestra. The bird by the flute. Above them flew Birdie, chirping merrily. My, what fine fellows we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught.
Lena Prokofiev, from the recording she made of Peter and the Wolf by Sergei Prokofiev, recorded in London for the Hyperion label. You can read more about Lena Prokofiev and her life with Sergei. The Love and Wars of Lena Prokofiev was written by Simon Morrison in 2013. Here are two members of the Prokofiev family with their interpretation of Peter and the Wolf.
We would like to tell you the story of Peter and the Wolf. Each character in this tale is represented by a different instrument of the orchestra.
Peter by the strings. The Wolf by Three French Horns.
The Grandfather by the Bassoon.
Sergei Prokofiev's son, Oleg Prokofiev, and his grandson, Gabriel Prokofiev, with Peter and the Wolf. I hope you enjoy this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast, where we heard Robert Schumann, who struggled with his mental health, Sergei Prokofiev, who had problems with the women in his life, and Alfredo Casella, who thought the fascists had the answers for a while. We're okay, aren't we? I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for being with me. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Remember, only two orchestras in the world have their own internet radio service 24 hours a day. You'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. So listen again, right for your free program guide. Manfred Honeck is captured smiling and waving at East Liberty Presbyterian Church after a Music for the Spirit concert on the cover. The Pittsburgh Symphony program reading light arrives with the radio guide. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly to pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold Chambers. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.